Shall we commence our worship this morning with the singing of the Paraphrase 30? The Paraphrase number 30 in our hymn book. So on page 155, Paraphrase 30, come let us to the Lord our God with contrite hearts return. Our God is gracious, nor will leave the desolate to mourn. Paraphrase 30, we'll stand as we worship the Lord together. Gather the word of God this morning in the book of the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 1. The Acts of the Apostles, chapter 1, and read it together from the opening verse of this scripture. Acts of the Apostles, chapter 1, and the verse 1. Let us hear the word of God today. Acts 1, verse 1. The former treatise have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach, until the day in which he was taken up. After that he, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion, by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days, and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. Being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. When they therefore were come together, They asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father hath put in his own power, but ye shall receive power. After that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. Ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. When he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. While he looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up unto heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. Then returned they unto Jerusalem, from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room, where abode both Peter and James and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, Simon Zelotes, and Judas the brother of James. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the woman, and Mary the mother of Jesus with his brethren. Ending our reading there at verse 14, we know that God will bless to us the reading of his inspired, inerrant, and infallible word. Let's bow together, please, in prayer. Let us all engage in prayer this morning. Our gracious God and eternal Father, we come into thy holy presence this morning in the worthy and precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank thee, we have thee to turn to. Thou hast the words of eternal life. We rejoice, our God, in the privilege of prayer this morning. In the courts of thy house we can come to thee, and we can seek thee and ask thee for thy blessing, and for the fullness of thy Spirit and power to descend upon us, even as we meet together in this house today. We pray that thou wilt speak to every heart, that thou wilt speak to each one who's gathered this morning. And Lord, we pray that thou wilt do a work in each heart and life for thy glory. Thou wilt pour out thy Spirit upon us and grant us times of visitation and refreshing from the presence of God. Make bare thine arm, O God, we pray, in our midst. Save precious souls, restore the backslidden. Edify and build up the saints of God. Encourage and instruct and correct where necessary among we thy people. Lord, draw us closer to thyself. Revive our hearts again. Wilt thou not revive us again, that we thy people may rejoice in thee? Remember, O God, thy church, the church that thou hast purchased with thine own blood. Extend its borders, lengthen its cords, and strengthen its stakes. Lead us forward and onward to see great things done in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That the powers of darkness will be driven back. The word of God will have free course and be glorified amongst us in these days. We pray, our Father, that you'll bless our sister congregation, the length and breadth of the land across the world. Lord, that thou wilt bless the missionary endeavors, O God, of thy servants, laboring to the uttermost parts of the world, that thou wilt bless them today. Remember our brother and sister and family as they go back to the land of their calling this week, that thou wilt keep thy hand upon them, that thou wilt meet their needs. Thou wilt pour out thy Spirit. Thou wilt fill them with power. And bless thy work in that land, we pray, that they may know the favor and blessing of God upon them. Father, we ask of thee today for the sick amongst us, those, O God, who are afflicted in body, some in mind, O God. And we pray that thou wilt draw near in every circumstance this morning to give that healing touch, Lord, where it is thy will to do so. For those who are not saved, in their sickness, Lord, turn their hearts to thee, that they may trust in Christ at this time. Answer prayer for the bereaved too. Lord, comfort all who have suffered bereavement. Remember our nation too in its great need. Lord, that thou wouldst direct the hearts of our leaders to thee, and by thee, Lord, to make the right decisions, even in relation to our land and nation at this time. We pray in Jesus' name, and for God's eternal glory. Amen. Amen. 176, hymn number 176 on page 248, great hymn of Spurgeon. The Holy Ghost is here where saints in prayer agree. As parting Jesus, parting gift, he's near each pleading company. 176 on page 248. And after the introduction, we will stand and sing with all our hearts to the Lord. Let's stand as we sing. Boys and girls, we're thinking again this morning of this story about concerning Paul and those who labored with him, of course, in the gospel. But this young woman was following after Paul in Acts chapter 16, and she was crying out, "These men are the servants of the Most High God who show unto you the way of salvation." And of course, what she said was right. But she was possessed with an evil spirit. She was controlled by Satan. And as she followed after Paul and Silas, she cried out these words again and again and again. And boys and girls, eventually Paul turned to her to cast out the evil spirit. And of course, this girl was delivered from the power of Satan in her life. And boys and girls, that's what the Lord Jesus Christ can do for you this morning. If you know not Jesus as your Savior, he can come into your life and deliver you by his saving, delivering power. But you know, this girl, by her fortune telling, was under the control of her masters. And of course, they were getting money from what she was doing. You can imagine their reaction. When this girl was delivered, she was set free. She was a new person. She wasn't doing her fortune-telling anymore. Or as the Bible says, soothsaying, she wasn't engaging in telling people her future and all of this stuff. And so all the money was gone. All their gains were gone because this girl was no longer engaged in this activity. Boys and girls, she was a changed woman. And you see, when the Lord Jesus Christ comes into your heart, the Bible says we're a new creature. All things pass away. Behold, all things become new. Won't you invite Jesus this morning, boys and girls, to come into your heart, to come into your life, to be your Savior even this morning? I trust you will. You'll ask him into your heart today. And you know, boys and girls, this girl was completely changed. Her life, she was at peace now. She was in the presence of the Lord now. She was walking with God now. But of course, these people were not happy. And eventually, they drew Paul and Silas into the marketplace. And they stripped off their clothes and they beat them. And cast them into prison. Do you know, boys and girls, true servants of God, even to this day, are suffering because they dared to name the name of Jesus and stand for the Lord Jesus Christ. And Paul and Silas were going to suffer. And they did suffer for the cause of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. But they loved the Lord Jesus. And if you love the Lord Jesus, boys and girls, you'll be willing to suffer. You'll be willing to live for Him. No matter what the cause, what a change had taken place in this girl's life, and how Paul and Silas had been used of God to bring this young woman to the Savior. And boys and girls this morning, if you know the Lord, you can be used too to bring other boys and girls and to tell them about Jesus and to lead them to the Savior. Now, in a couple of weeks, we're going to have our quiz. So you have to remember all this story, boys and girls. And I'll have my bag along with me and some prizes if you can answer the questions in a few weeks' time when we come back to this story again. We're going to sing a chorus now, boys and girls. You all know it, and you can join in, everyone, in the actions as well. Okay, we'll sing it through twice. We do welcome you all to our service this morning in the Savior's name. If you're visiting, we give you a special welcome this morning. We're glad to have the Stripp family with us. We do remember them as this week they go back to the land of their calling to serve the Lord in the weeks and months ahead. Pray for them. The Lord's hand will be upon them in the work of God there in that land. Could I remind you of the service this evening in the will of God at 7 p.m. I was reminded this week of a hymn that Gordon Cook used to sing, Glorious Freedom. And I'm going to preach on that subject. Not the hymn, but that subject tonight, Glorious Freedom. And that's the title of the message. Our sister Natasha will bring ministry and song in the gospel at 7. Do remember the time of prayer at 6:30. Monday, Little Sunbeams and Awana at the usual times. Tuesday, the children's meeting, the usual time. And then at 8 o'clock on Tuesday night, the Bible study in the book of Revelation, chapter 3 again this week. And we're praying for our families and especially for our gospel mission as well. Do remember, please, Tuesday night at 8 o'clock. Then Friday night at Youth Fellowship at 8 p.m., Reverend Greenfield will be the speaker, and all youth are invited at 8 o'clock on Friday night to the Youth Fellowship. Saturday, the Reach, Youth Reach, is Saturday from 7:30 to 9:15 for all from year 7 upwards. You're welcome to the Youth Reach each Saturday that it's on, two Saturdays per month. And then next Lord's Day, in the will of God, the prayer meetings at 11 and 6:30. The service is 11:30 and 7. Reverend Trevor Baxter will be the preacher at both services next Lord's Day. The meeting in Bray Valley Home at 3 o'clock. And the Sunday School and Bible class at 10 o'clock. In the evening time, next Lord's Day, Mrs. Ruth McRoberts
will be the soloist. You may remember her better as Miss Ruth McMillan, but now she's Mrs. Ruth McRoberts, and she will be along to minister in the evening service next Lord's Day in song. Please remember our building fund today. All loose collections go towards our building fund. Last month we reached £2,193.50 in the building fund. We thank you for that. Could I mention the special season of prayer on Sunday the 17th of February for revival, 3:30 to 4:30, and also for our gospel mission. That's two Sundays away, 3:30 to 4:30 on 17th of February, please. And then all reports for the annual church reports to be in with Bill Stewart for printing in the annual report by the 28th of February. Sometimes we have difficulty getting people to get it in the right time, but we're giving you notice now. We want it in on the last day of February, please. There are letters of thanks from the Children's Hospice. We lifted an offering at Christmas time, and also Faith in Action on the notice board. There's also details concerning the Covenanter trip this year, which is in June time, 3rd to the 5th of June, but it's been held in Northern Ireland this time, looking at the Covenanters of Ulster, so that's maybe more amenable to some people. And so do please get the details and get your booking in for that. It's on the notice board there, the details concerning that. And also the details of the Easter Convention services in April, they're available in leaflet form and also on the notice board. I think these are all the announcements that we have to make this morning. We're going to turn in our hymn books to 179, Spirit of Faith, come down, reveal the things of God, and make to us the Godhead known, and witness with the blood. 'Tis thine the blood to apply, give us eyes to see, who did for guilty sinners die, has surely died for me. A great hymn of Charles Wesley's, and we'll join in the singing of this, keeping our seats for the first part as your offerings for the Lord's work are received.
The committee have asked me to just mention to folk there have been break-ins in a local church here in Ballygowan, in cars, etc., recently. Our committee are aware of that. Those on security, we keep security out, as you know, during the services here midweek and
on the Lord's Day, as we do lock the gates and so forth, not to be alarmed, folk, but we don't be leaving valuables in the car. This is what these people are looking for, and just keep that in mind. But we do have security as far as we can here on the car park during the services, but please keep that in mind. We're going to stand and sing the final verse. Or put on silent during the preaching of the word. In fact, during the service as a whole, please keep that in mind. We respectfully ask you to do that. Let's bow together in prayer, please. Father, we come now to the preaching of thy word. I am trusting thee for power. Thine shall never fail. Words that thou thyself hast given me must and shall prevail. Lord, give prevailing words. This morning we pray. We ask it in Jesus' name and for God's eternal glory. Amen. I want to draw your attention this week and in weeks to come on the Holy Spirit at work in the Acts of the Apostles. The Holy Spirit at work in the Acts of the Apostles. And today the subject is the preparation that is essential. The preparation that is essential. The text we have taken as a motto for this year, Acts chapter 1, verse 8 says, "But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth." The power that is available to us now is emphasized in this text of Holy Scripture. The power of the Holy Spirit. And it is this power that we so desperately need. And we need it now. Those gathered then and who witnessed the ascension of the Lord Jesus Christ, verse 9, who heard the words which he spoke concerning the promise of his coming again, verse 11, they wanted this power that the Lord had promised them. And they waited for that power to come. And they were willing for that power to be their portion. For they knew that without it, they were absolutely useless. They were without strength. And without it, they could do nothing. It is vitally important for us to see the path that was followed at this particular time. It is most instructive for us to see the benefits and the blessings that came to them as they went this way and through them to the outside world at large. In the mighty impact that was made for God and for His glory. As we look at the context here, in Acts chapter 1, we see this company of people, where they came to. And all of this was vital preparation for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, which came upon them on the day of Pentecost. May we all today realize that it was vital preparation for this first century church. And it's every bit as vital for us
in the 21st century church. People today are looking for quick fix solutions to their problems. They don't want anything that has to involve preparation. But the Lord here has set before us the preparation that is required if we are to know His blessing and the fullness of the Holy Spirit in our lives in days to come. The preparation that is essential. There are three simple things that I want to focus upon in the closing moments of this service this morning. First of all, I want you to see their unity. Verses 12 to 14 of Acts chapter 1. You'll notice the emphasis there in verses 12 and 13 on they. And when they were coming, they went up into an upper room. And again, you will notice in verse 12, then returned they unto Jerusalem. The emphasis on the they. And again, in verse 14, these all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication. There was this togetherness, this bond, this harmony, this unity of mind and purpose. They were not pulling in different directions, like a tug-of-war team. They were pulling together in one direction for one goal and for one purpose. You think of the harmony of music in an orchestra when all the various instruments are brought together in the harmony of music.